News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Israel has reportedly killed a top Hezbollah military leader yesterday as part of a bombing campaign that has left over 500 people dead so far in Lebanon. And joining us now to discuss the latest updates is Professor Emeritus of Peace Studies at Bradford University, Paul Rogers. Good morning to you, Paul. Obviously, we spoke live to a journalist in Beirut this morning already who said it's increasingly tense there. Your take on the escalation that we're currently witnessing?
My take on it is that essentially, I think Israel is deciding on a long-term campaign in Lebanon, and this is just one part of it. It started about 10 days ago. It's likely to go on for some weeks, I'm afraid.
And do you believe that this is a move towards all-out war? Do you believe it's more surgical and strategic than that? What would your read on that be?
It's very difficult to say. I think it is a huge diversion because obviously the Israelis have many problems in Gaza where they're not able to defeat Hamas. The issue that Hezbollah raised almost from the start, almost a year ago, was that it was actually using selective rocket attacks into northern Israel, essentially to give support and direct support to Hamas. And the Israelis have had to evacuate about 60,000 mm-hmm. people from the areas close to the border. And as a result, they're trying to turn that around. They claim that what they're doing is attacking Hezbollah to the extent that it will stop basically the rocket attacks and the Israelis will be able to go back to their homes. I should say that the best part of 100,000 Lebanese Hezbollah have also left their homes and have moved to other parts of Lebanon even before what's happened in the last two or three days. The problem is that I don't think Netanyahu can stop Hezbollah doing these things. So the risk is it will go on and intensify. That basically is no good for anybody, particularly all the civilians being caught up in it.
Justin Salani, the journalist we spoke to this morning, I was asking about support for Hezbollah within Lebanon, and he said it's very mixed. He said there are obviously a cohort of people who do support them, but then there are people who are very vehemently opposed to them. He made the point, of course, however, that doesn't, to go after Hezbollah, even if you're opposed to them, it doesn't justify the killing or the displacement of the Lebanese people. The situation, Paul, from the outside looking in as observers here, it just seems to be intractable and it seems to be moving only in one direction. Are we on a course of inevitability here, do you think?
We're certainly on a course of considerable danger. I mean, you're absolutely right about Hezbollah. It draws primarily from the Shia community, goes right back to when the Israelis occupied southern Lebanon back in 1982 onwards. And that is when Hezbollah arose as a campaign to oppose the occupation. But essentially, about a third of all Lebanese are Shia. But then you have many Sunni and many Christians and some other faiths as well. So essentially, it is complex, and Hezbollah does not have majority support by any means, but it does have a lot of support, particularly in the south and in parts of Beirut. And the Israelis, I think, at the moment are tending to attack the Hezbollah military structures, but in a way, particularly when they're hitting towns, are causing lots of damage and lots of collateral damage. Basically, deaths of women and children as well as men.
Maybe lastly, Paul, one of the other points he made is that the Lebanese government itself is a caretaker government and is considered within the country as quite inept. But he was pointing out that it's being propped up by funding and financial support from Western governments, including the EU. What do you make of the idea that we're contributing to the problem in some way?
Well, in a sense, what would help immensely if it was possible to build a degree of governance in Lebanon, which was representative of the country as a whole. You're absolutely right. It's a weak caretaker government, which to some extent is held up by Western support. But the West does not have enough influence, basically, to move things within Lebanon. And of course, beyond this, Hezbollah is absolutely determined to protect itself. It has support from Iran. But the Israelis are utterly determined to get what they want. And the methods they've used in Gaza have been really pretty extreme, with over 41,000 people killed, 95,000 injured. And the fear is that this is the kind of thing that could happen, maybe on a smaller scale, maybe not in Lebanon. But there's no Western intervention in any way trying to rein Israel in, even though one has to say that if the United States was to say we're going to stop arms supplies, the Israelis would have to come to book really pretty quickly. But American politics dictates that's not going to happen in the near future.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Paul Rogers there, Professor Emeritus of Peace Studies at Bradford University.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.